The Gemara says in Kafir Aleph, I'm an Aleph, 4 lines in the top, I'm Reish Lakish Arbaad, Varimoso, Sandamo, Verosho, Umischayiv Benafsho. Remember the Rambam, Hilchus Yisod Yatara Perakei, talks about a situation of Yavar Vel Yehareg, a person who quote unquote is Machmir, Areza Mischayiv Benafsho, Dama Verosho, Elohein Anifna, Mindek El Kosel, a person who's Oset Zrachab, right between a palm tree and a kotel. Again, that's where the Shadim like to go, so they feel that it's trespassing on their natural territory. Va'over ben shnei dukalim, va'shosamayim shulim, va'over almayim shvuchim, va'filu shafachto ishto befanav. So again, this may tie into the general concern that Chazal had about mayim megulin. Fine. Hanifna bin dekla kosalo amarano delesli arba amos. Abel isli arba amos leislan var, because the Shadim, they're not chazirim, right? They say, okay, so we have arba amos to get through, so they don't worry about it too much. V'chileisli arba amos lo amarano delaka dirka acharina, valika dirka acharina leislan var. The Shadim can also be mentioned, apparently. They say, okay, so we'll take the other path. But if you don't give them any path, so that's something that upsets them. V'over ben shnei dekalim lo amarano lo delo paskinu rishus harabim. Lo paskinu rishus harabim leislan bo. Okay, that they don't go after the rabbim. It's really the yechidim that they try and pick off. And as we saw yesterday, the algorithm for the Shadim is Adam Chashev Shiny. They always try to go for the Adam Chashev, as opposed to the underlings. Asho semayim shulin lo amar nela de shalinu katan avogado leislan bo. V'afilu shalinu katan ami lo amar nela besada de lo shchichi avobiyo de shchichi leislan bo. So in the city where this is a common a phenomenon, apparently the Shadim are not as excited about that. V'afilu besada nami lo amar nela maya avochamer v'shichro leislan bo. V'over amayim shvuchin lo amar nela de lo afsekinu v'afara v'lo Tafbu roka, v'alaf sekinu be'afaro, tafbu roka leislan ba, v'lo amaran, ela d'lo avar alayu shimsha, v'lo avar alayu shisen nigri, aval avar alayu shimshi, v'avar alayu shisen nigri, leislan ba, v'lo amaran, ela d'lo rachiv chamra, v'lo siyam misani, v'lo rachiv chamra, v'lo siyam misani, leislan ba, v'hani mile hecha d'leka l'meichash l'kshafim, as we saw yesterday, that kishuf is more chamor than shedim, aval hecha d'ika l'meichash l'kshafim, aval gav d'ika kol kohani, Chayshinan dehau garba de rachiv chamra v'siri misani v'gamir misani v'tzivu kare. So his feet were badly injured. His shoes were effectively torn off. So again, one of the principles, for what it's worth, is to know that Chazal were much more concerned about kishuf than they were about shedim. Mechashi falo sechaya. Tanu rabbanan shloshein v'matzin v'lom bismatzin. They shouldn't cross through you. You shouldn't cross through them. Ve'elu heina kelev adakel v'aisha v'yeshomer mafei chazir. V'yeshomer mafei nochash v'matzin ma'ita kanase yomer of papa niftach be'el v'nafsik be'el. You should recite certain group of psukim. El motziyam mitzrayim ketoafos re'em lo. Psukim from parashas Bila. Minami niftach below v'nafsik below. So we'll see Rashbam and Tosos in just a little bit in terms of which psukim we're referring to. Tosos raises the question of us for the thrapos, but divrei Torah. We don't use divrei Torah, some kind of a panacea, some kind of an analgesic, divrei Torah, divrei Torah. So the question is to recite divrei Torah, psukim, as a way of healing. So that is a question that we have to look at. So honey betray the matilu isha nida im tchilas nidasi oreges achas man. Apparently it's very dangerous. Himself nidasi mirivos beneim, it causes friction. So maita kante niftach be'el v'nafsik be'el, the same as we suggested before. Honey trinashi diyasun barshat drachim chada b'hai gisa deshvila v'chada b'idach gisa mechavni napayu lahadade v'adei b'kshafim asikan. So you have to be very concerned if you have one woman on one side of the road and another woman on the opposite side of the road and they're looking at each other. So v'adei b'kishuf asikan, they're involved in some kind of an act of sorcery. So maita kano asaika so there's always strength. These are all the names of various forces that were involved in Kishuf. I'll just read Rashi in a second. Now we're in the interface, interdisciplinary Kishuf and Shadim. Okay? So you recite these names. Agras, Azlas, Asya, Blusya, Miskadla, Bechei Kabal. Okay, so we wish a very, similar fate upon them. Kvar harugin hen bechitzin, kemo, umachi kabalo, kach shema rabenu, mirabo, says the Rashbam. So Rashi heard this from the Reben Yakar, and the Reben Yakar heard it straight from Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, so there you go, a little bit of history of Ashkenaz. that they had a tradition on this matter. Haiman de paga b'desis abeidna desalka mitvilas mitzvah. That's what we talked about yesterday in Tosas Rabbi Yochanan. So iu kadem mishamish achta leledide ruach zenunim. Iu kadem mishamsha achta leledida ruach zenunim. So my takanase lemahachi shofich buz al nedivim vayatim besolo darach. Okay, so this is what we have here. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan, according to one day in the Baal Yatosos, would have said to avoid any ruach zenunim being nichnas when he was trying to help out an as yet unborn generation of Jewish children. Amr b'yitzchach ma'idich siv gam ki eilech b'geit salmov es lo ira rak yatay madi ze hayashen b'tzel dekel yechidi b'tzel levana u b'tzel dekel yechidi lo amar anela de lunafil tula de chavre ilave. If there's another dekel there, that's fine. Why is it specifically a courtyard? Apparently, chatzer is even more dangerous. At the beginning of the lunar cycle, leis lan ba, we don't have to worry about it. Apparently, the shadim are not nearly as active at that time of month. It could be like parking tickets that they have to get it out by a certain time of the month, so they pick up the pace a little bit later on. Haiman de mifni agirda de dikla. So again, he's oset rachav in the context of a dekel. Ach de leilidide ruach palga. It's like paralysis if you look in the Rishonim, what this is actually referring to. Haiman de matzli reishi agirda de dikla. Ach delay ruach tzrada. He'll have terrible problems in terms of kev chati arosh, maybe migraines or something to that effect. So haiman de pasi adikla imikdal katil iyaker miyaker. It's going to be him or the tree. Umayas hani mila de lamanach charila. Avi lamanach charila ve leislan ba. So again, if a person is actually places his feet on the dekel, it's okay. But if he's like somehow climbing over the dekel, either the dekel or the person is going to meet the grizzly. And chamisha tulehavu. There are five different kinds of shade, not shadim, but actually shade, that raise various concerns. Tula de dikla yechida, we talked about tula de chanda, tula de pircha, tula de zirdasa, ikadami av tula de arba, of a svina, tula de arbasa, that's a certain kind of an ilan areva, Rashi says. Klal de milsa, kol de nafesh anafe, kashi tule, v'chol de kashi silve, kashi tule levar mikiromasa. So anything that has many, many branches is going to have a great deal of shade. So that's one principle. And if the tree itself, the tekasha silve, Rashi says eitzo, so that's going to be even more dangerous. With that's the exception of a certain kind of a tree. Looking for the Rashbam on this one. Yeah. Levar, mikromas avagav, de kashi sove, lo kashi tule, de amelo shida livira, pirchin avshech mikromasa, move out of there, diu, de katel avuch, vikatel adide. So the shade says to her child that get out of the kromasa because that's a demon killer. Amravashi Chasinler of Kaino, the Parish Michulotula, he was extremely machmir. Be Pirchi, Ruche de Vedirzasa, Shida de Ve Igri, Rishpe, the Mainafka Mina. Why do we have to know the names of the demons that are in charge of these various forms of foliage? Lekmia, that if you want to write some kind of an amulet, you know, against them, you should know what they're actually called. Deve Pirchi, Bere, Deve Pirchi, Birya Shem Lainai, apparently it doesn't have any eyes. The Mainafka Mina, Le Gizuze La, to run away from it, that you know it can't see you. Zim bechada va'azel tzur b'rabbi rabbanon liyafnili v'pircha sham deka'asi lave v'gazi la ki azlo chavke ledikla tavach dikla upakahi. So again, because he was sort of under the spell of the demon before he ran away, so there's some kind of a law of conservation of demon attack, and it destroyed the dekel, but he walked away. Pircha de v'zirdasa shidi hazirdasa de smicha lamasa. Lo pachta mishisin shidin. So if it's close to the city, then there are going to be at least 60 demons there. If you want to write an amulet of protection against it. So barkasha demasa. There was a person, particular mayor of a city, da'azel v'kai gabi zirdasa. He was walking somewhere close to the city. and he was close to Zirdasa, that was Samach Lamasa, and we know that's where you're going to have at least 60 demons. Alu Bei Shisin Shidi V'istakin. So he became in a situation, he was a Cholim Mesukan. So he went to a rabbi who was not an expert in demonology. It's been me. So he wrote him something to deal with one demon. When the demon saw that he only had a get out of ailment card for one demon. So they said this Tzurba Me'rabanan, Tamad Chacham, that he went to, it was a complete ignoramus of the ways of demons. It was as if he doesn't even know the bracha on the Sudar. So again, the Gemara Masech the Brachos, Tav Sam Mechamed Beis, we don't practice this way anymore, but said that all the brachos that a person recites, the Brachos HaShachar, when you put on your shoes, we would say Shasali called Tsarki. So when a person would be wrapping their head in the sudar, you say Oter Yisrael Batifara. Okay, so Asa Omei Rabbanan Diyada Dizerdasa Shisan Siti. So there was another rabbi who was more familiar with demonology, knew what this person was dealing with, that he had been assaulted by 60 demons. Kasa Lakmiya Dishisan Shidi Shama Daka Imrufanu Minaychu Mehacha. So you could overhear the demons saying to each other, let's get out of here. Ketev Meriri Tre Kitve Havu. So there are two different kinds of demons that are in the Ketev family, in the Ketev phylum, let's say. Chad Mikami Tihara Vichami Basar Tihara. So one of them, again, then they split the daytime hours. So the Mikami Tihara Ketev Meriri Shmo Mechsi. Right, appropriate for the afternoon. So he looks like the horns of an aze and it has wings. Must have been the morning. So Ahadir Rav Papa the smaller the Ravuna Breda of Yeshua Lemina. He was more concerned about Ravuna than he was about Rav Papa. So he put Rav Papa quote unquote in harm's way. Some of the Rav Papa, Anam, Aishnad Lo Khashli. So he says to Abai, what are you trying to get me killed over here? Right? At the very least, you should have to be passive, right? So maybe Rabbi Yeshua is no better than I am. In other words, if I was on the left, so you leave me there. Shev al Tase Adif. So he was a little bit offended by this. So Abai says, no, I know you're going to be okay. That's why I did it. So he says, Amrlai, at Shaisa Kayem Islacha, you're a wealthy individual, right? The Shadim have no power over you. So it's kind of like a dialectic in the Gemara. You know, you would think that the Shadim are after the bigger people, but here apparently, I don't know, maybe, a person is an Ashir, is a Segula. Mechad betamuz at Shitzer Bei Vadei Shchichei, the very common. And you can always find them in the shade of the Beis HaKisei, but sometimes they hang around in the shade of a particular kind of grass that Yehoshua planted when he was Kovesh V'Nochalas Ha'aretz. Amar of Yosef, Hadiklas Mila Yoiv, Arbuna L'Nehora. So these three things unfortunately can lead to blindness. Manda Sarkresha Yavesh, a person who combs out their hair dry. Umanda Shasi Tiftif, a person who drinks out of a barrel drop by drop. Umanda Samim Misane Ademaisane Kare, the person who takes off their shoes when their feet are still wet. Tiloi Bivesa Kashalan Yusa. So if you have Tiloi in the house, what that means, Rashbam says, is Atola Pito Ba'avir Besoch Sal Echad. So that is bad for prosperity. But other kinds of foods, that's not a problem, because that's the normal derech. So morsan, millet, pe'eri bevesa, kashan yusa, also, it's bad for prosperity. Nishor bevesa, kashan yusa. Apparently it's inviting the demons. Is for the Mizone Nakid Shemei, the demon who is in charge of food His name was Naked. Isra Daniusa Naval Shemei. So he was named Naval. Sa Puma Dechatzva Kashi La'aniyusa. The Rashbam explains here, Bika'ara. Okay, so this too is bad for prosperity. Manda Shasi Maya, Bitsoi Kashi the Brukasi. Apparently, this also can cause an ophthalmological condition. The Achal Tichliv Lo Mashi Yade Mafchid Lasin Yom. If you didn't wash your hands, you're going to have like anxiety for 30 days. The misukar, person who goes in for akazas adam velo mashi yadei, mafchid shiva yomi, you're going to have anxiety for 7 days. The shakel mazi, person gets a haircut, velo mashi yadei, mafchid flasi yomi, 3 days. The shakel tufrei, velo mashi yadei, person who cuts their nails and then doesn't wash their hands, mafchid chayoma, velo yadei maika mafchid. You're not going to know what exactly is causing the anxiety. So going back to the Maisa, Tosa says about Rav Papa being on the right and Rav Yeshua being on the left. So Rav Papa Yemine Mitzavid Yitzdu Dehava, the Amar Parakam Amuna, HaMahalich Liyamin Rabo Harezabor. So he couldn't have actually been parallel to him. I wanted to go back to the previous Tosos about, in Misrapim B'Devei Torah. So if you take a look at, just to set it up, at the Rashbam, that we're poseach bekel and we're misayim bekel, and that's supposed to help with, finding oneself in a compromised situation in terms of shedim, maybe in terms of kishuf as well. So that is considered the takana. So the Rashbam says, kel motziyam bitraim kito afos reim lo, concluding with, kilo nachash biyakal okesem biyisrael ka'es yamer liyakov yisrael, Ma pa'al el. Good. So Tesvis quotes it. Pirish Rashbam. El motziyam b'mitzrayim b'niftach below lo ish el v'yichazev. V'av agav de'asal israpos b'divrei Torah l'hakein shari. If it's preventative, you're allowed to do it. V'had amin perek v'ameh isha l'ishta tzmirasa. Where did we see ishta tzmirasa recently? Right, wasn't that what Ula's daughter had? Right? Chav Beis Amid Beis. Ula was Mashchi Berase Beguharki De Arla. I think that's what it said. What did it not? Chav Hei Amid Beis, excuse me. Yeah. So Amrlei, Hai Ishta De Tzmirasa Nami Kishasa Sakana Damya. Right. My Ravashi Eshkecha the Ravina. Excuse me, it's Ravina. The Shaiyfla the Brasa Biguharki the Orla. So I'm Malay. I'm the Amar Rabbanan. Bishas Sakara Shol Bishas Kedem Yomer. I'm Malay. Hayish the Tzmiras and Ami Kishas the Sakara Damia. Yeah. Okay. So what about the Gemara in Shabbos? We've talked about this topic. So then I'm in Berak Bamei Isha Lish the Tzmiras Lishkol Sakina. V'leim v'ayomer Moshe asurana v'eres hamare ha'gadol hazeh madura la'yivar haseh. Right, because again, it's ishta tzmiras, it's some kind of a fever. So, snebo erba'esha, snenenu kal. So you can see why thematically it's appropriate the person shouldn't succumb to this elevated temperature. Mishum sakana shari. So that's consistent with what we saw. V'chol misrapin chutz me'gimel chamuros. So if it's a sakana, and there's another kind of an isra lisrapas b'divrei Torah, presumably it's not yiharig v'al yavor, Tosfos is saying. So you could use it as a preventative measure, and you can use it b'shasa sakana. It's like the halachos of refuah on Shabbos, right? Pikuach nevesh docha Shabbos. And if it's ma'ichol b'riim, if it's something that healthy people would take anyway, that's also permissible. The only thing is, if it's, for a chol ha'shenem v'sukan, Rabbi Nechanan el Piresh, no. So he took apparently a more stringent view of the isra l'srapos b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Nechanan el Piresh niftach be'el le mahachi. Ke'el lukim Hashem elkenu. Kelo kim Hashem hatzilenu mikol ra mikol nezek asher biyadcha keyachu gvura ki ata kel v'niftach below lo titcheni elokai v'lo tazveni shameni kishon basayin terem ekra taneni v'al tomar lo. So he thought it was a completely different tchina because apparently he held from a more robust view of asur l'srapos b'divrei Torah. So in tchilas nida hi ha'regesh, he said that's the most dangerous time. Yesh mefarish imosalhem kishav. Not just naturally, so that's of course what we would be so mechan today. Now we don't believe that an isha nida presents a sakana. Again, the principles in the Gemara are still principles and important principles of tznius and how a person should walk around and a person shouldn't go looking for trouble and certainly a nachash, etc. You know, why a person would want to get too close. But be that as it may, the Gemara says it's only if the person is doing kishuf, and that, you know, is much less of an immediate concern today. Okay, so again, you know, the Gemara has made it pretty clear that what we're dealing with situation where kishuf is more significant than shedim. But it's helpful to know, because in the times of the Gemara, they were concerned about demons in a way that maybe is foreign to our culture. But I think just one of the things that, you know, take away from these topics, which, you know, admittedly there's a little bit, you know, less than usual in terms of pure halacha, even agadita, is that if Chazal were concerned about health and well-being in their times, and that meant they were particularly concerned about Shedim and Kishuv, that too is a perspective, right? They were trying to advise, based on the standards of their times, what would be the safest, most life-affirming choices to make. And that I do think is very significant. So b'chol dor v'dor, we always advance in our understanding, and again, this is what the Rishonim talk about. One isn't bound by the medicine of the Talmud, but the fact that they were concerned about it, and the fact that they spent time writing about it and thinking about it and thinking about preserving life, is a reflection of Yafesha Achas B'tshuva Ma'isim Tovim B'Lavaza Mikol Chayei Olam Haba, about the importance of V'chai Bohem, and for them V'chai Bohem was this. And in fact, you know, we saw, you know, today we're talking about the Ketev Meri and the Ketev Yashad Saharayim. So it's just reminiscent that the, you know, one of the few Gemaras that we have that actually talks about the 3 weeks, because normally it's just like the, you know, Mishnichnas Av, Mematin, Besimcha. We don't really have the 3 weeks, which is why the Svardim have very, very little. So one of the few things that appears in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber himself, not the Ramah, but in the Mechaber himself, in terms of, you know, Ben HaMitzarim, is this idea that the Ketev Meriri is Sholeit, and therefore we shouldn't beat up the Talmidim too much. Okay, so, you know, again, in today's day and age, there's, I don't know, too much beating of the Talmidim going on so much in general, but the point is that, you know, Chazal were very concerned about something happening that could, result in, you know, illness or in loss of life or in chilyonei nayim, as we saw tonight, and they were concerned, or kashalani yusa, they were concerned about people's financial well-being. So you have to be able to do a little bit here of zorei laruach, of winnowing. Okay, so we might not be as concerned about the specifics, but what were the values of this daf? V'chai bohem, and, you know, in kemach in Torah, to be concerned about that. You know, in misrapin b'divrei Torah, how do we utilize divrei Torah? B'shas ha-sakana. So, and being familiar, like we saw the story, the Talmid Chacham, who wasn't so familiar, that the, this was actually worse, that the 60 shadim as opposed to just one shade, and was considered a pigam, like he didn't know how to make the bracha, voter Yisrael b'tifara. So I think the idea is that we have to be aware, we have to be knowledgeable according to the standards of our times about how we can be as life-affirming as possible. Oh, that's very important. V'chai bohem, to be protective of ourselves. Also, even just in terms of kashal aniusa, to be practical and responsible. Again, we don't have to be materialists, chas v'shalom, that we should just have what we need to give tzedakah, to take care of our families, to live a dignified life, a menschlich life. So that's all part of the values, very much, you know, of this daf. And again, even if we're going to leave behind some of the particulars and some of the specifics on, you know, mayim shfuchim or mayim shu'ulin or even, you know, mayim megulin, you know, and things like that, some of which, you know, do enter Yeridei a little bit here and there, again, you know, sometimes you have these things in Hilchos Kashrus, like, for example, you know, fish and meat. There's some questions about that as well, you know, Abishasa Sakana, so that's accepted minag, you know, that we... not that we wait, but, you know, that, you know, we you know, we separate them out, you know, you use different cutlery and the like because of the sakana that was associated with it. So again, sometimes there are some, even though some of the achronim are mefakfik a little bit about that, the point is that Chazal had an enormous respect for life. You don't spend this kind of time worrying about where people walk and when they walk there and what dates of the calendar year and what kind of trees to avoid and what kind of trees, you know, you don't have to avoid as much. And being particularly knowledgeable about, you know, when kishuf might mix with shadim, etc., unless you really care about v'chai bahem and chazal. You don't need me to say this, but obviously they cared an enormous amount. So that should be the Moser Haskel that we take away from this daf. So Mirza Shem will pick it up Motzei Shabbos, probably around, I'm guessing like 8 o'clock or so, and then we'll be really... you know, in the home stretch here, next few days.